Hey, when we get done and adjourn, y'all, hold on a minute. Amy's gonna say a few words after we adjourn. I'm gonna give her the floor for a minute, so don't everybody run off when we get done. You have to tell them, they like them women over the sewing plant. When the alarm goes off, they're running over and getting out of here.
You know me and Jimmy don't run.
Jimmy can't. Jimmy does good to get up.
Jimmy can get up and walk, but he can't walk far.
He might run over in a hover around, but he ain't gonna walk over. All right, it's 5 o'clock. Let's stand. We'll have a pledge. And Joe have a prayer. We'll pedal through this pretty quick. Salute, pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please watch over us as we do the business of the town. Lead, guide, direct us, so everything that we do would be pleasing in your eye. Please be with our country and Israel as they're going through this battle in the Middle East. And God bless us with all your mercies. This I ask in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. If y'all had a chance to look over the previous month's meeting.
Make a motion to.
Got a motion from Melissa.
Second.
Second.
Third.
3 minutes.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Y'all had a chance to look at the expenditures?
Yes, make a motion to pay the bills.
Yeah, motion to pay the bills. Second. Melissa, second from Joe. All in favor?
Aye.
One thing, we got a no old business soon. Joe got the prices on turnouts for, did you say 3 sets? Or 2 sets?
3 sets.
3 sets, $13,093.
And I want to point out on this. This is something new. The hoods that they're getting now are now cancer resistant, supposed to prevent cancer of firefighters. And in this country right now, over probably 50% of full-time firefighters have cancer, some form of cancer. So we're going to pay a little bit extra for them, but we're going to get it.
I make a motion that we.
I got a motion from Lisa.
Second.
Second from Joe. All in favor?
Aye.
So the building in question we've been talking about, I was trying to get our guys to do it during the winter, and they've got some of it knocked down, but it's just, so I've got prices, the cheapest I got, $8,900 to get that building tore down, hauled out of here. The beauty shop and the gas building, be gone. I think it needs done, it should.
I make a motion to go with the lowest bid. All
right.
Second.
Got a motion from Joe and a second from Melissa. All in favor?
Aye.
We'll talk to Evan again tomorrow and about the ditching, but we really need to do another day of ditching. $6,143.80, and we're going to start on the road because it's like, that's the worst one. And if y'all see any spots, call Brian, not me. We'll get them taken care of.
Make a motion to do a full day.
Second.
Did you get that? All in favor?
Aye.
Approve Tanner to go to some kind of class. Hunter explained to you.
Make a motion, we send him.
Right. Send him on down there and make sure he comes back.
Got a motion and a second from Key. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll go through my remarks one more time. Like I say, the sewer project is getting close. We're, I think they like sunset and. I said it a while ago. Lakefront. And that's the only two roads they like. Then they like, they got most of everything, all the grass sown and cleaned up. They're close. So we're on the downhill slide on that one. So he says still we're on target for maybe the second week in April. We hope. If not, no later than the last week. That's what we're shooting
that,
for.
That goes plumb down there to the curve, right?
The curve on sunset. It'll go right. It ain't going far in that curve, but yeah, right around, right past the.
You know where that fire hydrant is?
It's going close to there, but it ain't going all the way to fire hydrant either. But it's going close. League conference is in Montgomery, 28th through the 1st of April to May the 1st. I think y'all done got all that taken care of. Ethics reports. I think Lisa and Brian, it sounded like a while ago.
Where did I go?
No, so.
Jimmy ain't heard nothing all day, but he heard that ending, wasn't he?
Oh. Jimmy got his and they didn't even reject him this time on the first try. I was tickled at that. So, yeah, y'all get your ethics forms and we'll be done with that. And chamber banquet, like I say, it's let Susan and Heather know who's going. It's April 21st at 5:30 to 7 over at the arena. Farmers market vendors meeting. I done told y'all be the 14th at 9:00. And then we'll let y'all know about the other because we'll meet again right before then, though, right? Yeah. So we'll know by the council meeting if they're going
to
have it done.
I talked to Tony yesterday, and we were down at the landing, and he's had a visual of where it's going and everything. So I think it's fresh on his mind.
We won't be meeting again.
No, thanks. It's a week from
Saturday. We have it done by the 14th.
I'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah. I didn't know it was that close. I thought we had another month.
Talking about the chamber.
No, it's all right. So if he gets it done, you push him. That's your buddy, and we want that done.
That's Keith's buddy. He's fishing.
If we get it done by the 14th, we're gonna schedule the other thing for 11:30.
I'll tell him we need it.
That'll give us 2.5 hours for that, and then move on down there.
Yeah. Possible. That will too. I'll talk to him.
All right, and then
just give her a tentative heads up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she can get all her, and we should know. Joe should know tomorrow. Or by Friday.
I'll call tomorrow.
Yeah, call.
I didn't forget.
Yeah.
Keith, so, call me and remind me.
So we should know tomorrow. I think Keith goes up there and drinks coffee or something. He should. So yeah, if we can get that, we'll do that on the same day. If not, we'll do it another Saturday morning. I think that's over the camera quotes, that's a cluster amongst itself right now. I'll have that figured out by next month. Anybody got anything?
I got the t-shirts. You
want
a t-shirt?
Where do you see a t-shirt?
Right here on the ground.
Oh,
right
I was supposed to say.
You ain't got no ass.
Okay. Oh, yeah. When's that thing? Hunter, don't forget.
That's
right.
April, I think.
It's in April.
Let
me look.
I just got the county wear blue day and Friday.
I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the meat.
Hunter sent it.
Wear blue?
You're talking about the proclamation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on April 9th.
You all come.
I'm working here, but.
Good
we
deal.
We have to order the t-shirts by Saturday.
If I can't,
and
you can.
Wear them every Friday in April.
Oh, I mean, don't let me forget that.
Okay.
Because, yeah, one of us has got to be there. All right.
So I'm going to wear it 3 times.
So it's April the 19th.
Because we'll be in Montgomery 19th. One day. On Friday.
They're doing it at the chamber breakfast, so we'll start at 8, right?
And then they're doing the Save Jane event
we'll be
on Friday.
Yeah, after that.
The courthouse, well, I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll figure that one out.
We're going to Montgomery this year.
All right. Anybody got anything else? Got anything else?
I'm good.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Got a motion to adjourn. Yeah. Got a second from Keith, all in favor.
All
right, I'm going to let Amy introduce herself and say 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Hold on, 30 minutes. What does that
mean?
We're going to Montgomery.
Come here.
Thank you so much.
April 28th.
That's my drive.
Thank you. So thank y'all for letting me come tonight. I'm Amy Minton and I'm running for state senate. And I first want to say thank you all for your service. I believe you have the most difficult job of anybody I know when you run a city, whether it's firemen, police, or you know, work as a city council, because I cannot imagine going to the grocery store, any service station, anywhere you go, you're going to get a million questions and comments. So thank you for your service. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I grew up a farm girl, basically. My grandparents owned a farm, and we had a general store, and we literally would go the back of the general store, kill the cows, the pigs, the hogs, whatever, you know. And I used to think it was funny because they would lock me in the freezer in there with the cow carcasses. I didn't think that was funny when I was little. But anyway, I grew up on a farm with less government, less regulation, and that's what I'm all about. I really am about less government overreach, whether it be private property, whether it be your small business. I'm very supportive, though, of roads, bridges, and infrastructure. And I do know we need money for that, for sure, because we can't bring good businesses in without that. But other than that, you know, I'm a big supporter of private property rights and less government, like I said, and less government overreach. My husband's family, the Minton family, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Indian Mountain ATV Park there, but my husband's family, the Mintons, they were here in the early 1800s, Sylvanus Minton, and he established that land on Hurricane Creek, and so that's where the Mintons are originally from. I told the Ponder family that runs Indian Mountain, I was like, no, that really is our land. Very, very protective of that land. But anyway, and so that's where we're from. I was in Birmingham. I got my master's degree there. I was in pharmaceutical sales. I retired with Bristol Myers Squibb. When I was in Birmingham, though, my husband and I have been married 36 years tomorrow, so that's our anniversary. When we were there, and I was at UAB working, we've been married 3 months, and he decided, it was the Persian Gulf stuff, so he decided to join the Marine Corps, and I supported him 100% in that because he wanted to go and defend our country. Before he left, though, this was in the 90s, before he left, there were two things he wanted me to do living in downtown Birmingham. One was to be able to shoot a shotgun and protect myself. The other was to be able to change my tire on the interstate in downtown Birmingham. So now we have cell phones, so I thankfully can call somebody. But anyway, unfortunately, I was broken in on at 4-something in the morning and had to defend myself with a 12-gauge shotgun. I was always a firm believer in the right to bear arms, but that reinforced it. So I will always stand for gun rights and a freedom of, you know, Second Amendment and no gun legislation and the right to bear arms. As I said, my husband was gone. I was feeling sorry for myself, got broke in on, you know, just having a bad day. My husband's grandfather called me and he said, hey, he said, can I talk to you for a minute? I was like, yeah, sure. So I went and met with him, and he told me about when he was 21 years old, he joined the Navy to, you know, pay for his family, basically. He was put on the USS West Virginia. And if you know about military history, it was bombed at Pearl Harbor. So he's 21 years old, lost half of his shipmates. So he gets off of that, and they assign him to the USS Enterprise. Well, the USS Enterprise was in the Doolittle Raids, the Battle of Guadalcanal. He was in Solomon Island Battle, you know, just many battles. And he was 21 years old. And he looked at me straight in the face and he said, if you ever have the chance to stand up for veterans or for military, he said, do it, because freedom is not free. And it changed my life forever. So I'm always going to stand for veterans when they're on the battlefield and when they return home. David Hartline here and his wife Pat are very good friends of mine. As a matter of fact, they drive me in all the parades. And so y'all probably know him. He's got two purple hearts. But anyway, I always will stand for veterans and veterans' rights. And as I said, I'm a big gun rights advocate as well. The other thing I would say that is a big issue of mine is protecting children. My daughter was at UAB Medical School, and they gave her the chart of 73 genders, and they told them they would not misgender people, 73 genders. And I was like, wait, what? And I was like, this cannot be our tax dollars paying for this. So I literally went down to the State House, and again, as a mom, I went down to the State House the next week. I knocked on every door. I showed them the lectures, what they were teaching our medical students at UAB, and I was like, this is crazy, and our tax dollars are paying for this. So anybody that would listen to me. And it was not long after that that we were able to create the anti-DEI legislation in higher education, where they do not force our higher education, you know, to have pronouns and put it on all their emails. They even told the medical students that if you had had a deep emotional relationship with someone of your same sex, you were a they them. You were not a he or a she. And this is at UAB Medical School. So anyway, I stood up for that. Not long after that, Governor Ivey appointed me to several state boards where I had the opportunity again to work on those type things. One was the State Library Board. I don't know if you're familiar, if you've read about it much, but We actually have three state troopers that escort us out of the state library board. Who would have thought you had to have three state troopers escort you out? But we have tried to remove all the gender ideology and transgender books in the state library, which, believe it or not, there are a lot of them on our tax dollars. But that is one of the things I've done and been an advocate for, is protecting children, especially in elementary school and middle school such as that. I'm also on the steering committee as far as the Republican Party, Etowah County Republican Party, and then the state executive committee. And so I have served on that for a number of years now, and I am proud to do that and just go down there and represent our area. This area is very important to me. My husband and I are big fishermen. My son played baseball forever, college baseball. So this is my happy place. So I can assure you, support your funding as far as the things you were talking about, you know, as far as your parks and your rec, and as far as roads, bridges, infrastructure. We gotta have more jobs. We gotta be able to keep our students here. I'm a big advocate of Gadsden State workforce development. You know, mental health was high up on my list, and it still is, but what I started finding was, if we could get kids good paying jobs, a job that they were passionate about, that they would have to get up and go to work for, it would take care of a lot of the mental health. So that's another big issue of mine. And then the last one I'll leave you with is healthcare. My husband is a physician. We own Hometown Primary Care in downtown Gadsden. Like I said, I'm retired Bristol-Myers Squibb. My daughter's a radiologist. I have experienced firsthand the frustration with not being able to get patients the medicine they need because of insurance companies. I kept waiting for somebody else to take care of it, to stand up against Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and United Health, a lot of these big healthcare companies. I did get the Alpha Farmer endorsement, and one of the reasons was because we just stood up and got the Alpha Farmers a health insurance plan so that they can afford it. But anyway, healthcare is a big issue of mine, and I really want to take that on because, as you know, if you've tried to get medication anywhere, it's hard to afford it. And then I know a lot of physicians have to write 13 orders before they can get one that you can have or that your insurance company will approve. So anyway, those are the things I'm most passionate about. Our election is May 19th. And any questions you have, I would ask if you would follow me down here. Here's my little website or my QR code. I'm on Facebook, Amy Dozier Minton, and you can, I'll stay after here if you have any questions for me, or if you have any questions now, I'll be glad to answer them.
Good.
Okay. Well, thank y'all for letting me come today. I appreciate it.